Okay, so we saw last time consists of Talim. The fact that there are different, 1 second, I don't have one on this side. One second, it's taken out of here. I am above. Okay, so we saw the last time went over and we saw Tatal Shreiris Ka'irev and so on. Okay, Yud Beis. Ein of Kiyonim Alafiki Moim. Ruchtes Bechol of Yoshes Avilais. So again, it's going back on the beloved one. Ein of is Kiyonim Alafiki Moim. So now, Ein of Kiyonim Hu Al Ha'avais. So the Einayim are the Avis. Let's take a look a minute, just what he brings a medrash like this. Ein Yalkut Shemayni, Yitali Eva Kiyonim and Duba Mavra. Lama Kiyonim, Bezayr Shemud Mesimila Fisha Kola Oifa Shinigain in Erkha Gabesella Gabeilon, Yonik Shigea Kofetzes Basma Gafel Perachs Bashnia, and so on. Now, and then it goes into the different attributes of the eyes. Safika mayim azachim elavonim, atzavram rechts v'chol of Yitzchok, and Yoshua is al-Malays, or Yaakov is Shavasom. We'll see each one separately. I first want to speak a minute about the Ein of Kiyonim that's going on the August. So the Yoina is a bird that Chazal say is very faithful. That's what makes it, that's what makes it stand out. When you have the mashal, when you have a person who is not faithful, a woman is not faithful, the mashal. So we say the ayin is roya, the lev is choymed, and so on. The raglayim are gomeres. So we have the eye as wandering off from the true path. So a person walks in the street and his eyes wander, so they see all sorts of things that pull him in different directions. That's what ayin is when it's bekilkul. When you have a yoina who's extremely loyal, like it says, so now its eyes are going to look ahead, but to see how whatever is ahead ought to fit into what I want to do. So Marshall, I want to walk down the street. I look down the street and see, are there any obstacles in the way? Are there any holes in the ground? And so on. So the Einayim are the ones that the loyalty, so to speak, is expressed in the Einayim, whether it's Eloisa Suru Achim Afan Hanechem, or the Einayim that are focused, and the Einayim's job when it's Kitikunoi is to try to keep the path linked up with the person. I want to go to such a place. Here is the path ahead. This is the way we should proceed. That's when the ayin is the other sakdoshim, as opposed to other big tzaddikim, such as Noach, etc. All of those big tzaddikim, their tzidkus was themselves. L'mana she'idatem she'itzav esbon asbeis ha'achrov, esbon of Achrov, that Avraham Avinu is going to keep the steps ahead in line with what was, that was unique to Avis. So if we ask ourselves what's unique about Avis, we will say their ability to see what's ahead in line with what's there now, as opposed to other people who didn't have that type of doggish on making sure that the kids keep straight and narrow. This was miyuchid to the Avis, and that's why they're called what they're called. That's what they are. That's the shot over here. The obvious, especially since the obvious are the ones who made the Hemshech Klal Yisrael, they're called obvious because whatever they produce is going to be in line with the future. That's why they're called obvious, and that's why it's disabuch of them. Now, so all the obvious together have a shem of a yayna. Now, each one has its own nitzias. So even the Seinayim, each one is, so to speak, seeing the world through its perspective, through his perspective. The others, Avram Avinu is Mamshech Chesed, and Yitzchak Din, and so on. So, Alafike Moim, Shem Zakim Olavanim, and which is Kol Kulei Taiv, it doesn't need to have anything other changing or affecting it. Roichot says becholov uYitzchok shetzichu lirchoitz v'lematek becholov b'nei sheYitzchok hudin usichu lafas in rachmin. So Yitzchok already needs to have a processing of the of his midah and through something else. His ayin of midas hadin is something that's going to need to be processed. Now, let's understand a little bit. This is a term that's used, chassidishes from a lot, but it's called that you're being mematik, you're being mahafik the din drachmi, you're being mematik the dinim, different lashonos that suggest the same idea. So let's explain what it is, I think. Let's take something like pepper, a sharp pepper, or any type of spice like that is very sharp to eat, and you can't eat pepper. But what I can do is I can mix it with rice, let's say, and then it becomes something that is edible through the rice. So Midas Hadin itself is sharp and difficult, but once I run it through some other medium, then adrabba, it becomes the toiv it should be. So pepper is good when you're putting it on, when you're putting it to the fish, when you're putting it onto the meat, and so on. Pepper is not eating itself. So all midas hadin are only good in the context of chesed. So mashal, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a lot of schar. The only way to get a lot of schar is if there's accountability and so on. And therefore, we have a midas hadin, which we weigh against it. But that's something which, so midas hadin is sort of becomes part of the chesed and makes the chesed especially good. But the din that's evolved is toiv only because it comes within a context of a bigger chesed. So if I'm trying to get you to feel good about what you have, I want you to earn it. And part of earning is this midas hadin. If this doesn't happen, that won't happen. If this doesn't happen, that won't happen. There's accountability and so on. So din, so Yitzchak is din, and Sir Lafer is a din l'rachmim. That's why you have to wash it out, so to speak, with milk. Yoishvois almileis, u Yaakov ishtam v'yosha. So Yaakov is the Ishtam Yasha, and which means already in a certain sense that's afterwards is already Beseda, and Yoshua Olam Shal Torah Kiyadua. So now let's go step by step. So first of all, he's definitely it's the Hemshah was said before. Yaakov is the Shleimus, which is includes both of them. He also calls that Ish Tam V'Yosha Yoshev Aholim, with Keneged Talmud Torah specifically. Let's take a look a little bit at each one of these. Let's take a look at the Musig of Tam V'Yosha, and we'll take a look at the bottom in a minute. He'll bring Gracious Yaakov ish tam yesh vahalim, or with targum shom ish tam gavro shlim. And if I am the Pirush Rabbeinu, the Pirush Safar Tznias by Kimo, he explains what does it mean, shmo shlim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that shalim, havaya loikim, ki rachm levat ein shalim, dim levat, lachen Yaakov nikra ish tam, shekol chesed v'gvura, Hashem pashas truma, and the din ma ish tam, ketaguma shalim. So, you have tmimus, which means totality. Ish tam means that everything in his metzias is kulei toiv. And Yaakov Avinu's mida, because he's a mida of shleimus dafka, which by definition includes both in the right proportion, is going to mean there's a tam. It also means yosher, and this is the way in which the Rambam describes it when he talks about the midas of the midas of toiv of Hilchos Deis that are good. The Rambam famously speaks about the two ktsavos being not good, and then he speaks about yosher. The derech yishura is a derech that balances both together. In other words, the word yosher is something. Let's take a physical example to map it out and get the picture. I'm here, and I want to get to Silver Spring. So the derech yishura is the road that weighs each side. This one is a detour, but it's a detour only for 1 mile. This one is a detour for 5 miles, but it's not a strong detour. In other words, whatever it is that I figure out becomes the yasher. Something that's not yasher, lamashal, I'm driving up to New York, lamashal, to do something. If I veer off the road for a side reason, that's called I didn't take a derech yishara. I looked at some factor other than the road. So yosher means that I do all my ma'isim based on getting to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the yosher of Yaakov Avinu was that he was that mida that it went straight because it had no side detours. It had no reason to go off. So the marshal, if I like shopping, I'll detour off the highway and I'll do shopping. So in the big picture, I also went to New York because I did shopping. So I have some aberration because I added something to the mix. When a person is cold, cool, or just yasher, everything is straight, that's the meaning of yasher. Yoshiva Holam Shal Torah Kiyadua.
Is there any substantial difference between tam and yasher? Meaning, yasher, we said, yamin and smol is yamin is rachmim and smol is din.
Tam is a tchunas and nefesh of the person, that the person is koiling himself both sides. Yasher is a hadgasha more on this derech, that I'm going in a derech yishara, you know, and that's what I'm doing, I'm going straightforward derech.
So we're saying tam is like a temperament? Is there
The tam is like the person has a shleimus of midas. Like I'll say about a certain person, you know, this person is a very chasher person, but he's got shortcomings, so he's a very big chacham, but he blows a stack easily, and this person very, very even-tempered, but he doesn't have much feelings for this or that. When I say somebody is tam, what I'm saying in effect is shalim. He's, you know, that's the... So one is a description of the derech that comes out, and one is the person that's doing it.
So do we have someone who's tam but who's not yasher?
I don't know. In Eov, he's described as Tam the Yasher. So let me just take a look. I can look it up 1 second. and see if they have interesting. I mean, I'm sure the words are brought.
Is Noyach used with either of these Lashonas?
Noach? Not Tam. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Let's see what we have now. I mean, I see the Lachim. Kasher halach David avicha b'toim leivav u'b'yosha shmor tam u'rei yosha tam v'yosha yitzruni. I see a lot of psukim that have tam v'yosha. I'm not sure I'm not sure if there's one without the other. I'm sure there are plenty of places one without the other, but I think it means pretty much the same thing in this case. Just one is describing the person as tchunis, one is describing what comes out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, he's a yeshiva holo shal teru ki yadua. So the etzem nekuda, that this is something that is teru, is fairly easy to understand, because all mitzvahs emphasize one or other nekuda. There's a mitzvah to give misa, the Mechal Shabbos, that emphasizes the midas adin. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, emphasizes the midas chesed. Torah is the only mitzvah that includes all the circumstances in it. So all the different echitimtzes are there. That's a reason why it would be tied to that. That's why Tam v'Yoshua Halim. If you take a look, he has over here on the next page in footnote 193, brings from Chaim Volozhin. I have a pish ruach chaim and a grach volozhin of his alf base. Yaakovino al shalom tukain amura teir sheyesh v'holim. So he says the yesh v'holim translates to Torah. Like we said before, Torah is the only thing that has to balance both. So he says over here that in Torah itself, he says, because the person wants to be masig the rutzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore what he comes up with is that midah of yosh, that midas emtsoi. If a person expresses his own chesed, the person has religious feelings, and a person is about chesed, and I do good things and help people and so on, so I'll express chesed in a way that, you know, it's shayach to Ribbono Shel, but all it is chesed. The person is very strict, and things are doing this way, this way, this way. Okay. It's only in Torah that a person struggles to understand and to build a tfisa and a havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And therefore, it's only with Torah that we're going to have this type of shlemus. He brings also a very interesting shari ora. Let's skip it in the same footnote 193. He brings a shari oira. Omnom at sinudach nesebes be'ini yeshiva holim b'shari oira. Be Yaakov ishtam yeshiva holim kloima. Yaakov hu soid hamidem tzois. Kimoi hatiyoyme shibolulav. Shemitayim shnei atzorim be'emtza. Kach Yaakov mis yachis l'shnei oholim. Shem oil avrom shul chesed vol yitzok shehudin.
See, Shara Oyer brings over here that the midah of Yaakov is a midah. Okay. So the musig of a holim, and we find a lot of times ogura elamim, when you have two worlds together that a person can be in them. So yeshiva holim means the two holim together are the combination of two. I want to add one more nekuda as to why yeshiva holim is the one who has both and so on. Learning Torah is a wonderful thing, but why is it called Yeshiva Holim? Why is that the Hadgash of Torah? I think the pshat's like this. We don't have a chetimtza where something can be something other than itself. Fire is fire, water is water. So you can't have a fire that's water, water that's fire. It doesn't combine. What you can have is, you can have some greater entity that's mechaber the two inyanim and makes it into a something else. So a oihel is ki'ilu another metzias that's makif the two and makes something else out of it. Let's take a very simple example. A zacha and a keva are very distinct beings. Despite what people believe is manazeh, zacharim and kevas are very, very distinct beings from his own world. And something can't be a zachar and an adreg and a keva together is called andragonus, and it has the worst of all worlds. That's not good. What you do is you create a bias, and the bias contains in itself the zocha nekeva and creates a new metzias out of it. So here also, what you have over here is the new metzias, the Torah is learned in an ohel because it's makif many things. And, you know, you have shteik sumakish, zechek, apasashir, chivaneim. The Torah is a p'chinas ohel because mitzad the limon of Torah, you're taking together different elements that are different. On the other hand, you have to kill somebody who at the age of 13 stole a chicken with the wine and ate and whatever. So each and every the p'china that brings together those that are from Yitzhak has to be an oihel. Within the oihel, you have elements of both. That I think is very strong in the room is why it's called a holo. Because he has a holo shel Torah, so he has a girsa with shel Torah without shel Torah. The etzem yeshiv a holo means somebody who is he's part of a world that incorporates many elements into it. By the way, this is one of the reasons why the musig of the Beis HaMikdash was a p'chinas bias, because it included in itself different elements of each kli in the bias was a thing with the Atzmai. It was something which was a gevissad haga, whatever you want to call it, shlomos ashirus, and the neira was chachma and so on. They're separate kelim. So what brings together? What makes it one kli? The answer is it's what's makif the two. It's the prinas oil that's makif the two together. That's the pshat over here.
So going back in the beginning of the pasuk when we talk about Avram is chesed and Yitzchak is din. So the Chazal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to establish the world, be nice, the world was din, and it didn't work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mixed in Rachman, doesn't that give off an impression that the ideal starting point or the point of origin is really Be'etzem Din? Yet, based on what Rabbi said in Ger, the Svasemes, and what he's saying here is that Avraham Avinu is the starting point, which is Chesed, and Din only exists within the context of Chesed.
Right.
He's Lashanis. So which one is it?
Okay, so we have another passage. Olam Chesed Yibara. So the world is created with Chesed. The act, the Sheirish of the Bria cannot be Din, because who does God owe anything to? I mean, the reason he created is not because he owed us a life. He doesn't owe us anything. So we start with the Havana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us nothing. Now the question is, he created a world to be mated to us. He understood that the ultimate Hatava is that we get it ourselves and earn it ourselves. That's the second stage. Rosh and Niskai, he saw that by having us do it just within, it wouldn't work. He was mishatif something to it. But let's explain why it's a chreach like that. And I want to say something, just in the Chazal itself. Imagine that I make this very elitist school, which is with Gevaldik and Talmidim and so on. And I'm only interested in teaching A plus students. That's me. So I make this, I create this environment, and you have to pass this extremely stringent test. And if you don't keep up your grades, it's a certain out, one strike, you're out. So let's say I'm not left with any students. So what's the problem? At the end of the day, I'm not interested in those students. I'm not interested in the type of student that comes sometimes, it's coming, it's not. I'm interested in perfect students. So I'm upset that I don't have, but I'm not interested in anything else. That's a world that would have just been a Sadin. On the other hand, I'm trying to make a school, but my goal is to educate the kids in town. So I can't make it, you know, one strike, you're out. I can't make it other things either. But what I can do is create, I can limit it and say, okay, you get two chances, three chances, whatever it is. The Midas, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Midas HaRachmim to temper Midas HaDin? If the Shurish of creating the world would be Din, which would be analogous of the type of Makom, I'm interested in the leader school. I'm interested in the A++ students all the way. So, you know, it what do I care that nobody passes? Nobody passes. They have a problem. But by watering it down and allowing people to pass on the second try, on the third try, with an 85 instead of 100, I'm not gaining anything. I'm losing. I'm not getting the school perfect students. The answer is Be'emes Be'atzmius, the school was for the kids of the town to come to have a good school. And I recognize that accountability is very important for that. So there's tests, there's consequences, and so on. But if that becomes the self-defeating, I can't produce anybody that is doing well, that could, then we have to temper it. So the tempering of the Midas HaDin with the Rachmim is only because there's a pre-understood Rachmim for the pre-understood Chesed, that the world is there to be 100 people, to make people thrive and succeed and so on. That's the Mahalach of it.
So isn't that the same as the Machlokes between the Kotzker and the Ishbitzer?
You know, each person represented, of course, each person represented a certain Midah, a certain Chuna. The Machlokes was a lot more, it wasn't a dry intellectual Machlokes of, I learned the Pshat, the Pshat. It had to do with the Shurish of the Neshama. His Neshama was the perfectious Neshama. That was its Mitzias. And that's why it couldn't tolerate anything else. And just like Beshama in the Marshal couldn't tolerate anything less than perfection. Whereas the other one's Neshama was of a different cut. These things, you know, these things boil down at the end of the day of Ketshem Shepot Sefeim in a Daimus Kach, with the same shyness. The Oimek Omkoi, these are two different ways of looking at things.
And is there, I think there's a Rambam that says that the world was only created for, you know, for one person or two people, like the one or two or three Gedolim or something. Is that
what I think of and what I remember is he speaks about somebody building something just for that one person who's going to use it, that big tzaddik. He does flesh out in Yanim and Akudis that would be to say that there's a whole mahalach, that the whole Bria is just that. I don't recall offhand. Could be not.